And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the first Punky of a new year.
And of a new decade.
Of a new decade, in fact. We are ushering in a new decade, mate. We have a word of the week that I'll tell you about in the next bit. But in the same way, in fact, I'll ask you this now, Tony. What is there in the east?
What is there in the east? No idea.
Yeah. Japan.
Ah.
And it's also the land of the rising sun. And okay. As the sun rises on a new decade, this is from Japan Files, sod op. Sod op, Tony, and real. Now, they may well have a MySpace page, but I think the best thing to do when we play something from Japan Files is to give you the Japan Files page. So what is Sod Ops? And that's S-O-D-O-P-P's Japan Files page.
JapanFiles.com/Sod Op.
Yes, it is. It's Tony Wong, Paulie B and the Internet Mill. The track you just heard was Real, which is the first track on their latest. It's a sort of mini-album, about 8 tracks on it, but do check out Japan Files, because you can download by track, you can download the whole album, you get discounted to do that, and you can get the physical CD sales as well. Which brings me on to the fact, Tony, that we never spoke about the Christmas number one, did we?
Oh, right, no. No, we didn't.
You'd think if there'd been one show that should have been championing it... Should have been us. We didn't even fucking mention it. Oh, you listened to the Chop Chops underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds in this new decade, Tony.
That's okay.
I had a row with my mate Steve about it.
All right, okay.
Right, because I didn't think for one second that Rage Against the Machine would be the Christmas number one. And sort of lots of other people did, but it was kind of lots of people sort of our age and older that seemed to be downloading it. And in the week before... the chart was published, it was beating that X Factor bollocks by a few thousand.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, look, as soon as X Factor people go out and buy the physical single, which is what made me think of it, physical releases. It'll get absolutely slayed, and everyone was expecting Rage to get, you know 300,000, and the Joe one to get close to a million. But it didn't, and no one could believe it when the Rage Against the Machine one was the Christmas number one, first ever download only Christmas number one. I just couldn't work it out. I was scratching my head. I mean, I was really pleased.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was a fantastic sentiment. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Was one in the eye for Simon Cowell, who had been telling us what to buy for the last 4 years. It was perfect. It was the it showed the power of the little man. It showed that we can collectively do something, etc., etc. We can not necessarily change the world, but we can make our feelings known. And then I thought, oh, hang on. No one could get out to buy the single on the 18th and 19th because of the weather.
Right.
And I'm convinced that's why, because Joe was straight to number one the next week, wasn't he?
Oh, was he? I don't know.
Yeah. He was straight to number one the next week. I think everyone went out and bought his single a couple of days before Christmas rather than the week before Christmas, which is what they would normally do, because they couldn't get to the shops. So I think, basically, alternative music and the little man got lucky by the weather. Maybe God is a funk metal fan. That's all I can think. Now, this led to me having a row with my mate Steve about it, because he said that Joe had got to number one the next week because of the middle class backlash against Rage Against the Machine being number one. I went, that's absolutely, I just thought that was absolute nonsense, because there were like the figures appeared to be that people were multiple downloading Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
Like, people were getting 5 or 6 copies of it just to see what would happen. And it worked. Once that job was achieved, no one else bought it. The next week, people just went out and bought the Joe thing. So Joe could have sold 15 copies the next week and would have been the Christmas number one.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Steve thought it was a backlash. Anyway, we ended up having a row, which was only... it wasn't in his pub, but it was at about 5 o'clock in the morning. Flavoured Sambuca had a lot to do with the argument. But it was finished by me saying, fuck this, you're a simpleton, I'm going to bed. which wasn't the best thing to say with hindsight, what would it be, his pub. But anyway, these things happen. Now, I didn't have a hangover the next day, because I don't get them, Tony, but word of the week comes in right now.
Okay.
For the simple reason that I was speaking to Ambrance, and it's her birthday soon, and she said that she'd already booked the day off following the birthday for the hangover. I said, what, you've got a planned hangover? She went, yeah. I said, that's a plangover. That's the word of the week for Punky this week. The first one of the new decade is fitting after way too much revelry over the new year, which was a planned hangover, which is when you book the day off or you book time off because you know that you're going to have a bad head. It's a planned hangover, it's a plangover. And I think that'll catch on.
Nice.
I think people will say, it's your birthday, have you done your plangover? Oh yes, off work the next day, I've already sorted out the plangover. Now, there's suddenly more information in this bit than I thought, because we do have a MySpace comment. Now, as it's a new decade, I think we'll remind you all about each feature as we go through. MySpace.com/PunkyRadio for our MySpace page, which I still check regularly, and I love to get comments from you. If you're on MySpace, even if you don't use it that much, leave us a comment on our page, because it's the best way to get heard. And we finished the last decade with Eric Arlov of Norway, one of our favourite listeners, and we're starting the new decade in similar fashion, because he sent us a great message. Here goes. Happy New Year, Paul and Tony. I'm not going to do the accent, you'll see why. I am really touched that you nominated me for Listener of the Year. Punky is always the highlight of my week, and when you mentioned me, it turned my day glorious. I was listening to the podcast on my way to a kindergarten where my friend works, and we had an excellent night of drinking and poker. That sounds like my kind of fucking preschool. Never played poker in a kindergarten before. It felt kind of weird and wrong in a way. My New Year's Eve was not half as good as yours. I spent the night cleaning up blood and arguing with a confused and angry patient who claimed I'd stolen his cigarettes and that I was conspiring with his wife to lock him up for good. Ah, the life of a nurse assistant over the holidays. As for Paul's Norwegian accent, there is way too much Swedish chef in the mix. Now, I tried very hard for there not to be there. At no point did I say, so, and then we get Now for the recipe for the chocolate mousse. First we get the chocolate, then we get the mousse. While the languages are similar, the Norwegian accent is actually way more silly. You can look up the Norwegian rally champion, Petter Solberg, and find his interviews on YouTube. He's the prime example of how bad it can sound. Your pronunciation of Godjul or Godmittag was actually spot on, though. Congratulations for those who didn't hear last week's show. Godjul or Godmittag means Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year in Norwegian. And I've learned it, and I sent it to people in Norwegian on New Year's Eve, even though they weren't Norwegian. Congratulations, he finishes. P.S. Here is a Petter Solberg link. http://www.youtube.com/watch?v=COE18IGEVFO. I'm sure you've gone straight there. And he is indeed right. Petter Solberg does sound incredibly silly. So thank you very much, Eric. And I would like to get MySpace comments for yet another year. Thank you so much, listeners, for what you've done so far. Right then, so Tone. We'll just get on with the next song, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent. All right. So I was also very pleased this week because, as I say, the emos saw us out of the last decade and are seeing us into the next one as well, because I got an email from them saying that, oh, look, we've uploaded three more songs. Don't know whether you fancy having a listen. And I did. I got them. I downloaded one of them. This hasn't come as a physical release. That could be the phrase of this week's show. I'm going to be playing over for Word of the Week, but I have a feeling physical release will come in more and more. Oh, my physical release could come in. Oh, I could put it all over your face, which is handy, because this is one of the tracks there, but it's the emos. And go on, what's their MySpace page, Tony? Do the MySpace.
MySpace.com/TheEmos.
Yes, Tony 2, Paulie B and Internet Neil. So's your face. That was the emos, Tony. So's your face. You're listening to Dead 60s underneath us right now. And I think I'll let you do this bit because you can do all the explaining for this next section, Tony. Have you got some Podcast Alley comments?
I do. Thank you for all your Podcast Alley comments. It is a new year, new decade. And we have very little comments as of the 1st of January. So please do vote.
Oh, shit. I haven't voted yet. I haven't done anything.
I don't think I have, actually. So we'll vote, and please do vote as well. Go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is an important please vote for this link. That will take you to Podcast Alley, where you can enter a subject and a comment and your email address, of course. Please vote for us, you won't be spammed, and you are doing us a massive favour. And we'll read out your comments. And here are the top five for this week. We're very nearly out, actually, so please do get your votes in this week.
I shall be doing all my voting later on tonight.
Excellent. Raison d'être. I've just bought the B-side, Dirty Rabbit, because I love Sweatmaster, and I was missing this song. This is the beauty of Punky. I would know nothing of these bands if it wasn't for the hard work of Paulie B and Tony. Keep it up, boys, and Merry Christmas. Black Cat.
Thanks, thank Black you, Cat. Black Cat. Raison d'être.
Raison d'être.
Raison d'être. Reason to be.
Oh.
Not eating raisins.
Got you. Okay. Shame. do love a raisin.
Oh, do you like raisins?
Just like them. Mature listeners, in reference to your comments where you said mature listeners are the ones who leave comments, we don't like being referred to as mature. To be politically correct, please call us geezers, old farts, or dust fuckers. Thank you. And still always listening, even if you don't know it. Jeff Ugly Shoes. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you very much, Jeff, indeed. You complete legend of the new decade. As far as I'm concerned, you are the man of the decade so far. And Tony, yeah. I'm not sure about raisins, but I'll suck on your love, Sultana.
Aww. Thank you.
And just before you do the next comment, in the Daily Mail today, and everybody believes it, there's no such thing as the G-spot. Yes!
Really?
Yeah. They said scientists have done loads and loads of studies. They case studies of over 1,800 women. Can't find a single G-spot amongst them. And it's a load of fucking shit. Although that just could be that they're science nerds and they haven't got the magic fingers as artists do.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I never thought that, because I always thought there might be a sort of a G area, because Graffenberg, the bloke, he said himself, yeah, this G spot, I'm not so convinced now. I think it's more of a sort of general area of G, which is mainly inside ladies, which is, I don't really think you needed to give him all that money to do the research, tell you that. But yeah, there's been a new scientific survey has said that there's no G spot as such, so women can shut up about expecting to climax when they have penetrative sex, and they can just fucking suck our cocks and do the dishes.
Okay, fair enough. That's that covered then.
Yeah, fair. I like to think I'm a new man of the new decade. Suck my cock and do the dishes.
There you go. Papa Boshti, pure D show as usual, guys. Papa Boshti, like Cotty, right? The emos. Thanks, Cotty.
That's Andy. Thank you, mate. And we did get a message from them saying that it's Nigel from another band who I think are called Secret Agent, who is the one that looks like Vigo or Vigor.
Ah, Vigo the Carpathian.
Yes.
Ah.
Whereas Cotty looks like Mr. Ben.
Damn, sorry to hear about the situation you're having with the Facebook.
I personally
would try to find that twat and kill the bastard. Anyways, you guys are the shit. Keep on rocking. Ruffles.
Thank you very much, Ruffles. Thank you indeed. And yes, still no news on that. I am on the verge of starting up a new Facebook profile because I can't wait much longer for it, basically, because I need to get on with doing these events and that.
Can't you just change your password or reset your password or anything like that?
Well, no, I don't think so, because, as I say, they'd have changed the email address on it.
Oh, right.
So it was their email address.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so I can't. That's the thing. I can't just reset the password, because I don't know where the reset information will go to. Because I tried that already, and it didn't come through to me.
Right. Bastards.
But I will try again.
Vote early and vote often. Have a very merry and punky Christmas and a happy new year. That's from Scott Jakubik. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, Scott, and thank you for wishing us a happy new year.
Yeah. And that's it for Podcast Alley.
Well, it's just as well we've got another fucking great song coming up then.
Wicked.
Haven't played the Granovats in a while, have we?
No.
And we've never played one off this album. This was their fifth album. Their fifth and sixth albums kind of fell by the wayside a bit. The first four were very, very popular. Then the fifth and sixth. The sixth, called Powder Keg, is as rare as rocking horse shit. And I am trying to get a hold of a copy at some point. But the fifth one, which I believe is called Shake It Up, certainly that's the song we're playing off it, is it's got a much heavier feel than the other albums. But it's also got a much sort of raw, was this recorded in a fortnight feel. But it's really good. And this song is great off it, and I'm going to play it right now, Tony. This is Granovats, Shake It Up.
We shaking it down. Yeah. You know the heart is rhythm, and it's right on time. Just you, me, baby. Shake it down.
So our first psychobilly of 2010, whatever you want to call it, in the Wanderers. It's made me think of Anton the Swan, Southend Ant, the Vomit Meister.
Oh, right, yeah.
Who got in touch with me over the year to say that he'd booked up for the psychobilly meeting this June. Now, I thought, oh, I better have a look. So I looked at some hotels, and I'm not going to be in the hotel I was in last year.
Okay.
Because we found a really cheap one, which is 110 quid, half board for a week.
That's good.
Absolutely brilliant. It's about the same distance from the festival site as the hotel I was in last year, but it's inland. It's about 400 metres inland from the train station. But for that money, fuck it, you know, because I looked at flights, and flights are about 75 quid. So it looks like I can do the whole week for under 200 quid. So that's a complete bonus, other than the cost of the ticket, of course. So I don't know whether you're up for coming again, Tony, but it's a beauty. Oh, and Ant has been doing building work in Dusseldorf up to Christmas.
Is he?
Yeah. And isn't that where Anna and Pet were doing building work?
They were definitely in Germany, weren't they? I don't know exactly where.
They were in Dusseldorf, I think.
Were they?
Yeah.
There was a lot of building work going on in Dusseldorf for a minute.
Yeah, well, Ant's doing most of it.
Oh, brilliant.
Or was. But he was out there until just before Christmas, so he may even been there the same time as you, Tony.
Yeah, we were there on the 22nd. Yeah. There's loads of building work going on. It's great.
He may have been there the same time as you. And he's got a new bird, apparently.
Oh, bless him.
But we're not talking about that.
Is it right, a German lady?
Yeah. He described her as his German mistress.
Fantastic.
Sounds terrifying. You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds in this new decade, Tony. My next question for you is, will you explain how it happens, and have you got a try?
I do. Yes. So thank you all for your nominations from the past year. It's a new year and we need a new twat. So if you do have a twat to nominate, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for nomination. It can be any reason at all, any twat. It can be a famous twat, just someone you know, someone around the corner, someone you've read about in the paper, but as long as it's a good reason to it, and it isn't just my teacher because she's a twat, then great, email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Love to hear from you. All twats received, great thanks. Everyone gets a response. And this week, I've got one from Mark B, who says, "Hello. Sorry, it's a long one. Ha ha ha. I've got something better than a twat. I've got two.
Good lord.
As you know, this last week was Thanksgiving in the States. I've had this a few weeks.
Yeah.
Hope you had a good Punksgiving. We did. School's out and all. I go to school and work Monday as normal, thinking, great, one more day of school and I'm done for the week. As I was under the impression I didn't need to go to work at all for the rest of the week. Tuesday comes in and my co-worker decides she gets to have the afternoon off because she was not feeling well and my manager calls me in. Being the nice guy I am, I said okay, as long as she comes back in. Lo and behold, my manager is gone and co-worker didn't show up until half an hour after she said she would. Said that she had too much blood drawn when she went to donate, which is bullshit. Still not the twattiest part. I went out to party Tuesday night, got home after 3 a.m. Wednesday comes and I get a phone call at 10 in the morning saying that I have to work for my manager since I had Friday and Saturday off. And my co-worker's working Friday for me. Now all the week before this, no one mentions I am working. The calendar at work didn't say I was working until the day before after I had left. And the only person that knew I was supposed to work was my co-worker and manager. There were 8 other people working at this place. As soon as I got to work, my manager was nowhere to be found. Again, as I wanted to talk to her about why I was working. Now my co-worker and my manager had been whispering a lot and I later found out that I was not supposed to work and that I was tricked into working for her by my manager. I didn't get overtime or time and a half or anything. So in turn, Michelle and Jolene from Fresno, California should be twats. Happy twatting, guys. Mark B.
Absolutely justified.
Totally justified, I think, that one.
Evil bitches. What I would say to him is, the next time he sees him, he should say, girls, suck my cock and get on with the iron.
And just tell them there is no such thing as the G-spot. And then they'll run crying to toilets.
All Santa Claus.
Are you ready?
I am.
So, Michelle and Jolene from Fresno, California... Is a
twat.
Thank you.
Interestingly,
that.
Tony.
Hmm.
What's the Guanabats MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Guanabats official?
No, just Guanabats. I thought you were going to get that. MySpace.com/ Guanabats. It's Tony 2, Paulie B, and the Internet 1. And the reason that I said that was because I forgot before. And next up, something I'm very excited about it's a new Wonk Unit song for the new decade. I realised that I was a song short this afternoon, and while I was trawling MySpace, just stumbled upon Wonk Unit's page and the fact that they've got a load of new songs up off their new album, which we haven't got yet, but it's being sent. There was one that I heard that I really, really liked, and I thought we ought to play it, so I sent the Mighty Cougar MySpace message saying, listen, on the off chance you get this, if you can send me an MP3 of this in lieu of the CD... by 5 o'clock today, we'll get it on the show. Miraculously, he did. Tony, what is Wonk Unit's MySpace page?
I'm torn between two. I'll go for the less obvious one. MySpace.com/ Wonk Unit Band.
It is. Tony 3, Paulie B and Internet 1. It gives me great pleasure to introduce to you one of the best punk bands to emerge from the UK circuit in the last 10 years with a fabulous new song. This is Wonk Unit, Estate Girl.
You wanna get sexual?
Uh-huh.
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 Get sexual.
I've messed up, plain and simple. Choose wisely who you fuck. Join the club, go on and spice it up. So anger to your face. Fill me with bile, it's easy, it's impossible. I've left a part of me with you. We used to screw for hours. Mug out from the concrete towers. Back and greet my lips. We'll suck on the mighty cougars. Losing the pace of my soul. Stalling a 19-year-old. Slapping, rattling your bones. Feeling uncomfortable. A little tippet muscle, maybe. Reality. Spot on the dime, God bless you. So slap, bang, spank and belt. Yes, it felt so good. Just like I told you it would. Just like I told you it would. We used to screw for hours.
that can read my lips. We'll suck on the mighty crocus. Losing a piece of my soul. Screwing a night in your bow. Sucking metal in your bones. Feeling uncomfortable. Losing a piece of my soul. To an estate girl. I'm in a estate girl. Losing a piece of my soul. To an estate girl. I'm in a estate girl. My nightmares have gone. What have you done? Who have I been hiding from? All these years I took the blame. Now it's me giving the pain. Now it's me giving the pain. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh! Losing a piece of my soul to an estate girl. I'm in a estate girl. Losing a piece of my soul to an estate girl. I'm in a estate girl. Losing a piece of my soul to an estate girl. I'm in a estate girl. Losing a piece of my soul to an estate girl. I'm in a 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 estate. Almost fainted on that one. Losing a piece of my soul to an estate girl. Yeah, I'm in a estate girl. Losing a piece of my soul to an estate girl. I'm in a estate girl.
That was Wonky in it, Tony. They are great, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
They are just great. When I look at the first half of the show this week with Sod Op, the Emos go on about some Wonk Unit, I wonder how it's going to be followed in the second half. Oh, don't worry, it will be. Now, to the tune of Chromosoma 3, Tony, I'm going to tell you and our listeners about GoDaddy.com. Now, some of you might be wondering why we do this every week. Basically, we are, in a kind of a way, sponsored by GoDaddy. And we have a little contract with them that says we have to mention them for 30 seconds a week or something, right? Or in some way. And we don't actually have to do as much as we do, right? We could just mention them at the start and the end of the show and leave links for them. But we've both done well out of them, haven't we, in terms of the actual website, in that it has it's proved a very, very good website for us. And so I'm more than happy to do this every week, and that's why we do. If we didn't believe in the product, we wouldn't do it. It's one
no,
of those.
No.
So anyway, Tony, because I've clearly let that cat out of the bag this week, that you might know a bit more about them than we've maybe been letting on, would you like me to remind you of some facts about GoDaddy.com?
Please.
Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are
SSLs,
and increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and schools out forever easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything's laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY7, that's
PUNKY7,
into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off any order not already discounted. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a PUNKY8 code, that's
PUNKY8,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35 nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because my clients use them, yeah.
And there is now a PUNKY9 code, that's
PUNKY9,
which gives you 30% off all .com domains. Hey, you Brits! Yet another code, PUNKY25, that's
PUNKY25,
gives 25% off orders of over 65 quid. Buggeration. It's a new decade miracle. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. Schools out for summer. Does this sound different if I do it like this?
Schools been gone completely.
This sounds quite like you used to be on the rise and on the waltzer. The old scream if you want to go faster.
Scream, girls, if you want to go faster.
One way to make them. There's one way to make yourself go faster, Tony. What do you shout?
Don't know.
Spinners, Jippo.
That's dangerous.
It is, but I'll tell you what, man, if you want to go fast on the waltzer, shout that out, you are fucking spinning. His mate even jumps out and gives you a double spin. Right, I'll tell you.
Yeah?
The next song, I'll tell you about afterwards, but suffice to say, it's about us. Cunt and the gang. Perverts on the internet.
She was 16 and a half. She said that I was well buff and that I made her laugh. So I sent her a picture of me wanking in the bath. I think I misjudged the situation. She didn't want to see my soapy masturbation. Please don't cross me up to Tom. There's a lot of perverts on the internet trying to chat up girls and get the ding-dongs wet. I am one, but don't tell my mum, cos if she finds out then I'm gonna get dumb.
There's a lot of perverts on the internet.
Then there was this lady I met on Yahoo Chat. We were getting on like a house on fire, then everything went flat. When asked to see a picture of her finger in her twat, I think I misjudged the situation. It crossed me up to the body charge of moderation. User account is blocked. There's a lot of perverts on the internet trying to chat up girls to get their ding dongs wet. I am one, but don't tell my mum, cos if she finds out, then I'm gonna get dumb.
There's a lot of perverts on the internet trying to chat up girls and get their ding dongs wet.
Facebook with whom I used to go to school. I left a little message for her up there on her wall of how I often think of her whilst playing with my tool. I think I misjudged the situation. She told her husband about masturbation and now he wants to kick me in the pot. There's a lot of perverts on the internet trying to chat up girls and get their front bums wet. I am one, but don't tell my mum, cos if she finds out then I'm gonna get dumb.
That's Cunt and the Gang, Tony.
Nice.
What I want to know is, what is Cunt and the Gang's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Cunt and the Gang.
It is. It's Tony Four, poorly being the internet one. It's a thrashic this week. And yeah, that song, when he does that song live, he has a cardboard cutout face of Jade Goody attached to the side of his head. And he turns his head round, so that is kind of facing the mic on the girl bits in that song, and it's just very, very funny. It's just an excellent song. He's got a few different albums out. Do check out his page if it'll load up for you, because there's loads and loads of videos and stuff on there that all start going, it all goes a bit mental. Absolutely brilliant live acts, very, very funny man, nice bloke, and reasonably priced, I've discovered, as I may be going to book him for Dolly Remixture at some point.
Oh, nice.
So, and thank you very much. It's all right. It's Cunt is spelt with a K, so it's not rude.
Ah, cool.
And he calls himself Cunt, and all of his fans call him Cunt, but it's with a K, so it's not rude. And thank you very much, Cunt. You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds in this new decade, Tony. Now, I know that I'm going to be... Oh, no, I'll ask you now, Tony. Is there any sort of gig or anything coming up in the next few days that you might want to tell us about?
Well, there is one I want to tell
really?
You about.
Does that mean it's time for the first one of the decade?
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Oh!
It is. In fact, it's on Ross.
Oh, so that means it's Tony's International
Ross Guide.
Massive cock.
Yeah, and he says, a very happy new year to all of you in Punky Radio Land.
And now that the silly season has departed, the Coven, Bedfordshire's biggest gothic gathering, is back once more under the dark arches on Saturday the 9th of January with resident DJs Nephilim Babe, Coven Alex, and the return of guest DJ Cyber Andy. And that's at the Hat Factory on Bute Street in Luton. 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. £5, last entry 1 a.m. Cheers, Ross.
And guess what, Tony?
Are you going?
I'll be there to love and comfort you. I'll be there. I'm going to listen to goth and have a poo. Which means that concludes Tony's International Ross Guide. Massive cock. Get it right again. Woo. That right, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Now, you know how, Tony, from time to time, I say, when I'm reading out about bands, and they say that all these different shows have played them and said this about them and said that about them, and I'm always moaning, saying, how come they never quote us?
Yeah.
When we played Limousine, You Da Boss the other week, I didn't read this out. Listen to this. This came through from their PR company and says as follows. Following on from their live success, Limousine released their first single, El Presidente, with B-side Junkie Girlfriend in November this year, it being last year. The single was met with positive reviews from a wide range of online media and local press and received spot plays on a wealth of regional, online and student stations, including Punky Radio, Get Ready to Rock Radio, TSM Radio and the new music show on BFBS Worldwide Radio. There you go. We've got the fucking attention. I like the personal touch.
Top billing.
Best way to get played, and I am looking forward to Limousine's new album as well. I think they're an absolutely cracking band. I want to catch them live. And I think that's the first time that Manila PR have actually acknowledged we exist other than sending us things, which is also nice. Now, and then I got this through. I went round the PO box today,
yeah.
And I wasn't really expecting to pick anything up, but there wasn't, which is rather like when I go to a disco. But there was a little package for me. Always a nice surprise. I like little package. Lovely little package.
Cool.
Inside the package was a single track sent on CD. Now, I know a lot of bands, I know that we've played a few MP3s this week, but this isn't a physical release as such, but it's been made so for us because we do generally insist on playing CDs, as in we don't accept random MP3s for bands because it just gets silly. We want bands with an album to sell or something to sell, etc., etc. I know we may, over this year, we may have to change the policy somewhat in that more and more bands are becoming download only, but it's just to separate the wheat from the chaff, really. But this came through anyway, I guess. Hi, hope you like the track. We think you will. We are getting radio play across Europe, but Punky would be our first choice. Cheers, Wiley Bow. Well, I'll tell you what, Wiley Bow of Rattling Bone. Let's make that a fact right now, because we are going to play it. And I think you're going to like this a lot. I might as well find out. I'll find this out now. What do you think Rattling Bone's MySpace page is?
MySpace.com/Rattling Bone.
It is. RATTLIN Bone. Tony 5, poorly beaten the internet one.
Wow.
Now, you know Tom Waits?
Yeah.
How do you think he'd sound if he was in a bad mood?
Really dark.
He sound like Rattling Bone. Rain on my footsteps.
Back there, I think.
Rattling Bone, Rain on My Footsteps. How fucking dark is that? That is great. I enjoyed. He was right, Wiley Bow. I apologise if you pronounce your name Willy Bow, but you're spelling it Wiley Bow, so I'm staying with that. That you're right, mate. I love it. Absolutely brilliant. And I look forward to hearing more from you in the future. You're listening to Midnight Configuration underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds in this new decade, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
How did your new year go for you? What did you get up to then? How was the opera?
Opera was very good. It was snowing quite heavily in Birmingham, so it was a very cold night, but the opera was really good. They had a bloke tenor and a lady. What's the opposite of a tenor?
Fiver. Just they're smaller.
Yeah, it was really good, and the only one I knew was that he'd did the Ness and Dormer.
Right.
It's really good to hear that live. Yeah, it was a really good night. Well, quite, but quite posh and classical. That was the first night out. That was good. And then the second day, we hit the sails. That was just horrendous.
Boring,
yeah.
In the boring.
It's just mental. People was pushing you out of the way, and it was freezing weather. And then we lasted most of the day, but we just gave up at some point. We just went to the hotel and just flopped out. We kind of was knackered by this point, so we didn't do a great deal. And then the day after, we tried shopping again, but then we just came home and just locked the doors, opened the champagne, and just drank through to New Year. Got some nice hibiscus flowers for some champagne. They're like little edible flowers. So they were very nice, and we've been drinking the past 3 days now. Just drinking through. So we've just been, because we had a massive run up to Christmas and all go up to basically New Year's Eve, we just locked the doors and just had about 3 or 4 days of just quiet calm.
Cool.
And nice. Yeah, very nice. What did you do?
Completely the opposite.
Ah, okay.
I drove down to Borough.
Oh yeah, yeah,
on the bridge New Year's Eve, and dropped my car off at Cunty Joe's, and got changed into my Star Trek outfit, got the tube back up to Tufnell Park, went into the Dirty Water Club, where in my Star Trek outfit I interviewed the Vickers and PJ from Dirty Water Records, and I'm hoping to get those interviews back. You'll find out why at some point. It was a bloke called Steph's birthday. Steph's from Chesterfield, but not really a spy, right? And it was his 50th birthday, and he was dressed in a kind of, he's a massive bloke with a big quiff, Venture Scout outfit on, massive Doc Martens, and was very pleased when he saw me in my Star Trek outfit, because he suddenly thought he might not be the biggest tit in the place. He in fact was. And I said, listen, I'm an authentic Starfleet officer, and you look like an Austrian paedophile. And he went, oh, I was going for German. So I stayed there, and I only got the time, and I was down there with John Codger, who he's dreamy.
Ooh.
and his Mrs. Helen, and I had a couple of drinks with them and saw the first band on. Well, it was the first turn, called Little Richard, as in the shop, L-I-D-L, Little Richard. The guy was great. He was great. He was doing sort of rock and roll cover versions in a big kind of preacher outfit, but with electronic backing. And it was just really good fun. He was a nutter. So I left there about 20 past 10, I suppose, to get back on the tube. There was something of a kerfuffle at Tufton Park tube station, which left a very scared French woman sat next to me. Now, that wasn't what made her scared. She was scared already, but she'd moved down the platform from where the kerfuffle was, sat next to me, and I said, "Don't worry, it's New Year, you're going to be fine." And she said in the most beautiful voice, "Oh, thank you so much. Would you like a chocolate?" I went, "Yeah, I'd like a chocolate." And but I thought, hang on a minute, is this going to be spiked? And she says, "Ma famille, chocolatier." Chocolatiers, come on!
Oh.
Out comes this bag of unbranded, clearly homemade fucking chocolates, and they were brilliant. Sadly, I only got the chance to have two before my tube came, because I had to get on the bank branch and she was on the Charing Cross branch. So we bid our farewells and I said bon année. You know, I could have said God you lord God mitar to her, but I didn't think about it. So I just went with the French bon année. Got on the train, headed down to Tufton Park, headed down to Borough, got to Joe's party where I walked in, and fuck me if there weren't three other blokes in fucking Star Trek outfits.
Oh no.
Our dresses clashed. Fortunately, I was the only one Star Trek Voyager. They were all next generation. There was also a Lieutenant Uhura, a woman, who was well fit. The party was all right. I had a good time, actually. Just on New Year, it snowed just for a few minutes. But it was those big snowflakes you can see that don't settle. It was just really, really... It was perfect looking over, because the warehouse conversion that Joe lives in is kind of fairly high up, so you got a fairly good view of London and all this, but it looked very Victorian and everyone was sort of cooing, going, "Oh, look at it all." But you know, it was a full moon New Year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Everyone was just a bit arsey.
Oh.
All day. I don't know what, well, you were in. I mean, you did the best thing, you stayed in. But no one seemed to be in a fucking great mood, really. Especially not the bagpiper, who I had surprised Joe with, who got stuck in a 45-minute traffic jam before he got there, but then, bless him, strolled in, David Whitney. David, you may be listening, you are a legend. Strolled in and just, he was playing the pipes. The whole thing was, I'd had to stop people leaving. Joe had said that it was going to go on all night, but not long after midnight, people started trying to leave. So I had to incorporate my Star Trek officer status, because I couldn't go as Catherine Janeway, which I wanted to, with the four pips on my collar, because of the flimsy material of the collar that meant the thing kind of flopped over. So I couldn't have all four pips, which meant, basically, I was relegated to two pips, which made me Lieutenant Tuvok, security officer, which was all right, because it meant I could, in my capacity as a Starfleet security officer, I could do the door and stop people getting out. Okay. So I just saw people getting out until Dave got there, and then they heard the pipes, and he kind of walks up the stairs and he's pipe and piles in his kill, fucking squirting the bagpipes, for what it's worth. I believe that's what you call it when you play the bagpipes. I believe you do squirt them.
Yeah.
Squirting the bagpipes, right? I'll squirt your bagpipes. He did the bits and bobs that you do for New Year, and then was about to leave, and they were shouting, more, and he'd done about six gigs that night, bless him, and just was expecting to do the pipes, and don't have a drink, they wouldn't let him, and it turned into 15 minutes of bagpipe karaoke.
Oh wow,
it was good fun. Anyway, Dave, because he was in a bit of a mood, not surprising really, because of all the traffic got stuck in and the long night, he fucked off. I ended up sleeping on a couch, which didn't make me happy, because I woke up with a bad neck and everybody started clearing up around me, and then they didn't like me because I didn't help because I felt like shit in a bucket. And I am sorry about that, people that were at Jay's party, but it was all women. I just got in their way. So I stayed on the couch with my head under the covers until they'd finished cleaning, and then woke up and offered to make a cup of tea, and nobody wanted one, which was brilliant, so I just made myself one. That was New Year's Day, when I then went down further south into the jungle to see my friend Renee in Brixton, and then we went to the 100 Club to see the Vibrators and Johnny Throttle and the Bermondsey Joyriders, and this was on the invite of John Codger. I was supposed to interview all three bands. I can't find my recording device, Tony.
Oh no.
can't find it. I've left it at Joe's or Renee's, and I've left messages with both of them. Neither of them got back to me. So the interviews that I did on New Year's Eve are currently lost, and the ones on New Year's Day didn't get done. So I felt a bit of a prick showing up on the guest list, poorly beating Punky Radio, and then just sitting there and getting pissed watching the band. But all the bands were great, and I think Johnny Throttle, since John Codge has been in them, far more punk. They used to be a lot more like the Stooges, and they're a lot more punk with him. And I thought they were brilliant. The Bermondsey Joyriders, piss funny band, made up of members of other bands, and obviously Millwall fans. And there were quite a lot of the Millwall treatment, where they, you know, the naughty boys that go around fighting.
No,
but they're in a good mood. They're seeing their band, and there was one bit when the Bermondsey Joyriders, it's quite slow punk what they do. I can't really describe it any other way, but they did one song that was almost funk metal. It was sort of funky punky metal-y sort of thing called Football, and it enjoys people shouting out Football, and also Who Are You. And there was one bit when they shouted Who Are You, and all the Millwall treatment shouted that out at the same time, and one bloke from the other side of the room went Watford. And it was just very, very funny. Bumped into loads of people down there. Bumped into Tara Rez from The Jewel was there, and Shan from the Nipple Erectors was there, and saw Charlie Harper from UK Subs, who wished me a Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you as well, Charlie. And yeah, just kind of loads of, there was like, you know, punk rock A to Z in there, really, with kind of London type, and it was packed as well. Really, really good fun. Didn't see Andy from The Jewel, which was a shame, because I do enjoy his company, because he is just random bloke. But he wasn't there. But Renee had a great time. I had a great time there, and she drove as well, which was brilliant, because it meant I could just get leather, not have to walk anywhere. And she's from America, and she's lived in London for 30 years. She knows every single back road there is.
All right.
We drove from Streatham Hill to Oxford Street. I didn't see a car. And she just went off to all the, well, I mean, I did saw a few, but it, we never were in traffic going through central London on New Year's Day, and it was busy. But yeah, absolutely brilliant. And then I came back, where are we now, on Saturday afternoon, and listened to Forest Hall against Birmingham City 0-0. So that was my New Year. So I had a good time, basically. Could have been better, and I'm hoping I will retrieve the recording device so we can play out the interviews, because we've got a couple of songs from the Vickers that I have to go with them. So I am hoping. And thank you very much to PJ, Andy Vickers, and John Codjack, and Renee, and Slightly Cunty Joe, and everyone for helping me have a nice New Year, and the French chick on the platform, who was lovely, and Steph, the Austrian paedophile. Right.
Cool.
That took longer than I was expecting. Time for the next song. One of the bands we saw on New Year's Day, the headline band, the Vibrators, I'm pleased to say, as an old punk band, they're famous for Automatic Lover, amongst other things, have got a new album out. We played a couple of tracks off it, and live, they do play some of the new material. Because you remember we saw Chelsea, and they just wouldn't play any of the new stuff.
Yeah.
It was just all old stuff. And I thought, if you're going to go to the trouble of doing a new album, let's hear some of it. And that's what the Vibrators did. And when I saw them in Bedford, they did the two songs that we played on the show up to that point, actually. They played Fried on Booze and We're the Dead. And at this one, they played Free Spirit and the song we're going to play right now. I'll tell you about it after this, but this is the title track to their album, Under the Radar.
Under the radar. by the sheep came in. Yeah, under the radar, I thought I could easily evade her, but she got through under the radar. This columnist, the spy, she got through under the radar.
That's the Vibrators under the radar. Tony, what is the Vibrators MySpace page?
MySpace.com/The Vibrators
It is. Tony Six, Paulie B and the Internet One. It's a thrashing this week. And you know you heard the Guanabats earlier in the show?
Uh-huh.
Well, now you're hearing them under us. Thanks to doing such a great job on the beds in this new decade, Tony. Hey, did you watch Doctor Who?
I did. Yeah.
Right.
I caught it. Because we came back on the 28th or something, so I watched it on demand. I thought, I'll burn it, sit down and watch it, and then it was like first part. Oh, so I had to wait till New Year's Day. But yeah, what did you think?
I thought it was absolutely pants.
Hmm.
But in the whole sentimental last 10 minutes, and I'm going to sound like a right kid and blurred here, but I cried.
Oh,
I had a little tear. I had a little tear with Bernard Cribbins.
I thought it was quite. I mean, they went for Star Trek 2 ending, didn't they? With the Spock dying in the radiation chamber.
Did they? I don't know.
That's how Spock died in Star Trek 2.
Oh, right,
two.
Okay, yeah.
But then I thought it was went on too long. It was like the end of Return of the King.
It was drawn out, and I also just thought, oh, for fuck's sake, we've now got some fucking X Factor Doctor Who, haven't we?
Yeah.
This is why. What is this? I know I'm getting old, but what is TV's obsession with youth? I know they've had to youth up Doctor Who, but what do you think about it? Doctor Who was always a crotchety old bastard, wasn't he? Or he was older.
Hmm.
Right. And then Eccleston was. That's right, isn't it? He's called.
Yeah.
That's what he was called, yeah. Was kind of a bit older than that. And David Tennant, yes, was younger, but still had that bit of gravitas about him. And now we've got some fucker who just. Looks like he's come pissed from some Oxford ball.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about it.
I'm not happy about it.
Now, my friend Renee said to me, because she watched it as well, she went, this is ridiculous. You should be Doctor Who. She has said that before. She thinks that I should be the next Doctor Who. So, when it comes around again, I am going to go for the auditions and say, look, you tried youth. It didn't work. I think this Doctor Who is going to be short-lived. I think this is going to be like when there's been someone who's been doing a job for a long time, the next one who comes in is really just a stopgap before the next good one. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, Eccleston only did it for one season, didn't he?
Eccleston only did it for one season. If he'd done it for two, I think Tennant might have found it hard. But basically, Tennant made himself to be my second favourite Doctor Who after Tom Baker.
Yeah, no, I really like David Tennant.
Yeah, I thought he was absolutely brilliant, and I think he'll be missed. And I just think this new bloke is I just don't think he's going to be shit. I'm not happy about it.
Nah.
Yes, anyway, sorry about that. No.
No?
Why should I? Why should I give him a chance? People never give me a fucking chance. I'll give him a chance.
I'd like to anyway, Doctor Who, that'd be great.
I think I'd be a very good Doctor Who.
Can you write your own script?
I think I'd be an angry Time Lord.
Yeah.
In the same way, I'd be an angry god.
But I think we'd need an angry Time Lord. They've all been too nice.
Yeah, I think I'd be an angry and spiteful Doctor Who. Well, I wouldn't act, would I? I can't act. I'd just be me. I'd be trying desperately hard not to call Cybermen puffs. There you go. Oi, Davros. Kid and blurred. But yeah, anyway... My gigs this weekend, which are in the future, if I had a TARDIS, I'd go and check them out and tell you how they went. But instead, I'll have to wait until next week. This weekend, Friday and Saturday night, at Woodside Hall Hitchin and the Arts Centre in Letchworth, is the return of my comedy shows, and I'm really looking forward to them. They feature Mike Milligan and Richard Morton, who are both Geordies. It's a Geordie special. As I said in the press release, I couldn't get Coles to Newcastle, but I did get jokes from Newcastle. Whether it'll be printed in the comic, I don't know, because HitchinLectureThanBall.com is a bit fucking random as it goes, but we might get it in there anyway. Yeah, so that's this weekend, Friday and Saturday. There has been a price increase. It's now £10 to get in, £8 to members, and advance tickets for the lecture show are available 01462 670 788. 01462 670 788. Call between 10 and 3 if you're in the UK, Monday to Friday. Don't phone up if you live in Norway. Eric, you're not going to be able to make it. I'm just saying that now, you know, it makes sense, doesn't it? But they're both fabulous comics. I've worked with them many, many times before, and I'm looking forward to seeing them and getting the new decade off to a great start with some laughs, because 2009 for me was pants. I even got the audience at the December 27th Dolly Meeser show to boo 2009. And they did. I hated 2009. It was a great year for you. Mm. I hate it. Oh, God. I'm really glad it's over.
Yeah, we had a great year.
Yeah, so anyway, that's me this weekend. Have you got anything else to add, Tony?
No, don't think so. We're just kicking everything off this year. The Ryan Pink starts practicing again this week, so just ramping up for 2010, really, just trying to see where it goes.
Well, Tony, mm-hmm. as already discussed, where does the sun rise?
In the east.
In the east. It sets in the west. But the sun, hopefully, will never set on Punky Radio, Tony.
Oh.
So I think it's only right that we should have a band to keep the sunrise going, even though it's the end of Punky for this week, the first one of a new decade in the Wonders. It's another band from Japan Files, Tony.
Cool.
With a song that's perfect for Punky. You've got a little bit of high-octane ska coming up here. A band called Dalax. What do I know is, Tony, what is the Japan Files profile of Dalax?
japanfiles.com/Dalax.
It is D-A-L-A-X. Tony 7, poorly being wow. Internet 1, a veritable thrashing. This is a perfect song for Punky, and also, having just spoken about Davros, the king of the Daleks, I'm now playing a song by Dalax. I've only just worked that out. This is a perfect Punky song. You'll see why. It's got everything you could possibly want for Punky. Check out Dalax. You're going to love it. This is Fat Ugly Girl.
Oh, hey.
Dalax, Fat Ugly Girl. Check them out, Tone. Check them out. Thank you so much for listening to Punky Radio this week. It was the first one of the new decade. As I said, if you are having a birthday or anything anytime soon, I hope you have a very, very lovely birthday, and make sure you have a plang over so you are sorted out with it. Things we want you to do this week are, Tony, as you tell them.
Reviews at iTunes. We need some reviews for the new year. You go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. If you hit that, you'll be taken to our iTunes music store page, where you can review us. Please do review us. 5 stars only, obviously, and we'll read them out if you're in the UK or US. If you're not, send us a screenshot of the review and we'll read it out. But do that. It's free and you're helping us out.
You said do. And what else?
Also, Podcast Alley comments. We're very, very low on them, so please do get your votes in, as it is a new month, new year, new decade. So go to punkradio.com again at the top. Important, please vote for his link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in the comment, and we'll read them out.
It's a new year. Yeah. It's a new year. We want new listeners. Tell your friends about Punky and see if they've got any jokes or poems. If they have, send them to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type your email, Comedy Suburbs or Poetry Corner. Last but not least, thank you very much to the people we are continually associated with in the shape of the three internet radio stations, which are
The Roach Radio, Pussy Skunk and Wicked Radio.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Up-oog.